I'm Peter Bonner McNess, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Well, as always, it's really good to be with you.
Being a commercial property investor, it means your main focus is on purchasing properties. So just how much do you need to know about advertising?
Well, whether it's merely releasing your property or embarking on a sales marketing campaign, there are some fundamental things that you need to know about advertising. And once you understand them, they'll all seem quite logical. But when you're not dealing with them on a day-to-day basis, as I am, they may appear not all that obvious. Nonetheless, it's vital that you're on top of these aspects to ensure that your managing agent or your selling agent is fully looking after your interests.
What are some of the basic tools you have available?
I guess most people would be aware of the basic tools when it comes to marketing your property, and they are the advertisement, the brochure, and the board. However, do you realise that these need to be treated as merely the gateway to your property's web pages, and their sole purpose is to capture the attention of your prospect and then compel them to seek further information online?
I've often heard the term direct marketing being used. What exactly does that involve?
Well, direct marketing is where you actually get them to make a response to the promotional piece of advertising rather than just read it. And there are three steps in the process. See, if you can get your prospects to read the first 50 words, they will then go on and read the next 500 words. And from there, if you get them to read that, they'll then go on to read the next 5,000 words. And it's in this sequence that your advertisement, brochure, and board represent the first 50 words. Therefore, your headline is absolutely crucial, whether it is for the advertisement, the board, or the brochure.
Do you mind if we explore the importance of the headline a bit further?
Well, in simple terms, the headline is the ad for the ad. And rated by importance, the headline would represent 80% of the advertisement, the brochure, or the board. And most selling agents simply rush off a cute headline, which is generally composed of a clever play on words. Or worse still, they leave this to their advertising agency, who they have write the entire advertisement or the brochure for them. And sometimes I'll come up with as many as 15 to 20 different headlines before I actually settle upon one that I'm going to run with. And I'll generally do that after I've written the body copy for the advertisement or the brochure. And that's because your headline needs to capture the single most important benefit that your property has to offer, so as to compel prospective buyers to embark upon the next two steps, being to visit the web page and request the information memorandum. Also, it's a mistake to try and make the body copy for the first point of contact tell the whole story about the property, as most agents seem to want to do. Rather, this first point of contact should merely expand upon the headline's key promise and reinforce the prospect's decision to take the next step of finding out more information. In other words, if you don't capture their attention at this first point of contact, then you have clearly missed your opportunity of progressing things any further with that prospect. And where possible, the headline should be at least 30 pixels high or in size and be in bold. Plus, you need to capitalize the first letter of each keyword within that headline to ensure the best results. However, let me also perhaps give you a few little known tweaks which will dramatically improve your response rates from your headlines. If you place at the start and the end of your headline quotes, quote marks, you know, open and close inverted commas, you can improve your response rate by around 17%. And if you pose your headline as a question, your response rate can improve by around 21%, mainly because it arouses the curiosity to find out more.
You know, that's just fascinating. Would you be able to perhaps give us a few examples?
Okay, well, based upon extensive split testing, it would seem that the best three curiosity headlines take the form of how to, dot, 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 whatever it is, who else wants, and also works well is using a specific number in the headline. And they can improve your response rate by about 44%. And let me give you a quick example for commercial property. You might do something like, want the security of a brand new 10-year lease? Question mark, and put that in inverted commas. So you've got the quote marks and the question posed there as well. And when you read that, and you're in the market for commercial property, it immediately evokes the response, I do, from your prospective buyers. And that's what compels them to move to the next step in order to find out more. So I'll read it again. Want the security of a brand new 10-year lease? And what you're trying to do is to enter into the conversation that's already going on in your prospect's head.
So how do you find out what works and what doesn't?
A moment ago, I mentioned the improved results that come from what's called A-B or split testing. And with the benefit of the internet today, you're able to very quickly test and compare the various alternative options. And what you do is you have a base level standard, and then you change one thing. It might be the specific words, it might be the font as to its size or its color, and then you test the next version against the base level headline. And if the altered version performs better, that becomes your baseline level. But you don't expect you keep testing. You don't assume anything. It's all done by testing and the results that come from that. However, for most of us here in Australia, the traffic volumes are relatively small compared to overseas, unless, of course, you're Telstra or a TV station. And therefore, I subscribe to a publication for split testing results conducted in the UK, US and Canada, which focus on 43 specific areas. And so, as you're starting to appreciate, none of this is really magic at all. Rather, it's a simple statistical approach of trial and error to discover the best combination and then simply stick to that until you come across something that you find performs even better. But that research I referred to is something that I make available to my clients as part of the arrangement I have with them.
Having listened to what you've just covered today, there is clearly a lot more to advertising than our listeners may have expected.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't need to tackle it all by yourself. You see, my clients benefit from the split testing that I've put together. And what's important to understand is that advertising plays a key role in your success as an investor. And hopefully today, we've been able to remove some of the mystery surrounding what goes on behind the scenes.
Yes, I think we've certainly done that. So, many thanks.
Well, once again, it's my pleasure.